You were right there within 7 points in the third quarter. Then all of a sudden, Huguenin just got hot from the floor, and they made their big run. And it was just one of those nights where they just took over in that third quarter on.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, we know that they're capable of doing those things. And so defensively, we've got to be really, really sound. And Riley got going. And then, of course, you know, Carson was on the bench most of the first half. So he comes in and he starts going. And really dangerous team, difficult team to you know, try to stop and slow down because they've got so many guys out there that can handle the ball. And, yeah, they went on that run in the third quarter. When we had cut it to 7, we just had too many middle errors. You know, we got sealed on a couple of dribble handoffs. The post player just buried our guard that was supposed to be there, and they made us pay for it. And, you know, unfortunately, they went on their run, and we kind of we just kind of lost the mental part of what we were trying to do. But, you know, again, those things happen. Yeah. You know, when you play in a game like this and another team makes a run, how do you respond? And, you know, we weren't able to answer the bell right there. We had some shots, though. You know, in that third quarter when it was at 7, we missed a 3. And, you know, for an opportunity to cut it even a little bit closer. So, but, you know, that very, very good team.
Well, it was the first half that looked like both teams still kind of had a hangover from last week at Sterling.
Yeah, it did. I think most of the games that were played today kind of had that feel to them. You know, the JV game and the C-team game, it kind of looked like everybody went to Sterling. But when the ball goes up, you got to be ready to go. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have Avery tonight. He got sick right before the game started. And, you know, he's a big loss, you know, because he's a big body that can guard. So that was tough.
It was. So that means you had to have a late addition there to Dylan Duff. And that you prepare for it with a day to prepare for Huguenin. And then just like that, seconds before, you got to change your lineup. That can be difficult. But how did you feel like your team handled the last second adjustment?
I thought they were fine with it. You know, I thought Dylan did what he does. He came in, gave us good minutes on defense. He didn't, you know, hurt us any on offense. There's just, you know, kind of that continuity factor and that rhythm that, you know, your guys that play, you know, the majority of the minutes have. And so that's a little bit different. But, you know, defensively more so than offensively, it was a big loss for us tonight with Avery.
Did you feel like your transition defense was better this time around?
It was better until they went on that run in the third. Mm-hmm. I thought a transition D was pretty solid in the first half. And then once they got on the run, again, it's just, you know, high school kids and kind of getting too concerned with what just happened and not what's about to happen. So we've got to get back in and not let those little things bother us. We've got to do a better job for 32 minutes. And, you know, thank God we don't have to play Huguenin again, though.
Absolutely. But, you know, you had Alex Tarango. I thought he was one that kind of took the initiative going forward to try to take it and score. And he ended up with 6 points tonight, and that was good to see him. And he's been known for his defense, but he had to work on the offense. He did well there.
Yeah, you know, anytime you have a player that goes down, somebody's got to step up, and he helped us out a little bit offensively. He's an aggressive kid, and he's going to get better because he plays a lot of ball in the summertime. So, you know, we look for him to really be a part of our future, and you know, I was pleased to see him be aggressive tonight.
Well, a tough loss, but like you said, no more Huguenin on the schedule this year. You go back into league play once again on Friday nights. You get a Cimarron on the road there, and I know that's a team that you guys kind of had to pull away from in the second half here first time around.
Yeah, you know, they're going to sit in a zone. We better throw it to Jackson. That's the game plan right now, and if they don't change anything, I'm not changing anything either. We just have to have the mentality that's where we want to play from, and not be too selfish and want to get ours. I mean, that's part of the game. But we just got to do a good job of understanding where our threat is, where our strength is, and that's what we got to play to.
Well, a good effort for your team tonight. Just didn't look like it at the end on the scoreboard there as they went on that big run. But, Coach, thank you for the time here, and we'll see you later on this week here.
All right, thanks, Adam.